down and if I protect you right, will you won't be put on trial for the same thing twice? Six is for jury, so make it quick and fair.
So what is this? Who put this out? This does not sound like Schoolhouse Rock.
So I think it could be a rendition of it.
It's
named Rachel Clayton.
The ukulele version of the Bill of Rights. But it's fine. It's good. I don't mind. We're talking about amendments. It's appropriate. That's Davis staging us for talking about the ballot initiatives that you will get a chance to vote on. Well, maybe already and certainly now with early voting and coming up in the election. I realize every year now it's a little harder to figure out when we should do stuff like this. Like tomorrow night we're doing a sheriff's forum. Right, we're going to have Chip Simmons and David Alexander kind of in a debate format of sorts over at the Fish House from 5:30 to 7. I'll be the moderator. But I'm sure there's a lot of people that have already voted, right? So when do you do that? You do that in September when nobody cares yet? Or do you do it in, middle or late October when some people have already... It's impossible to figure out. So we just do our best. And today my best is we're going to start talking about these amendments. Now my plan is to do this at 6:35 this week until we get done. I don't know how long it'll take. Okay, depends on your calls, your texts, and how fast I talk. Maybe we get done today. Just kidding. But you've got, all these amendments that are on the ballot, and you're trying to wade your way through them and figure out, what are you going to do? And so I figure, let's take some time and talk a little bit about it. So just going in order, let's talk about amendment number one. Now the text, I'll go ahead and read you the text because it's always worthwhile to actually study the thing. It says, this is a ballot summary. This amendment provides that only United States citizens who are at least 18 years of age, a permanent resident of Florida, and registered to vote as provided by law should be qualified to vote in a Florida election. And of course, what you might be asking is, well, that's good, but is that not already the case? And the answer is yes. It is already the case. The current text of Article 6, Section 2 says every citizen of the United States who is at least 18 years of age and who is a permanent resident of the state registered as provided by law shall be an elector of the county where registered. And this amendment would change it to only a citizen. If there's a part of you that has not paid attention to this process yet and is wondering, what the hell? This doesn't sound like it does anything. It doesn't. Okay. Davis, you believe me if you need to, but this is the dumbass amendment. This is the stupidest amendment because it doesn't do anything. This is unbelievable. This is on the ballot. Okay, and look, if you go and do a survey of all of the, PNJ did a really good service last week. They put up all of the, affiliated newspapers around the state and basically what they were advising. Every single one of them says vote no. Every single one of them says vote no. And there was one I think might have had a no stance. The Naples Daily News had no stance. The point is it doesn't do anything. This is a classic example of abusing the ballot initiative process in order to try, on the premise that voters are stupid, to try to get people to show up to the polls who are motivated by a certain issue. You're not really trying to get an abortion amendment put in, but you put an abortion amendment on there because that gets pro-lifers excited, and then pro-lifers turn out, and you get more Republican votes. That's kind of, the gun issue, gun control, it's stopping assault weapons, for example, is not going to go anywhere. But you get people worked up and maybe gun controllers show up and just get more Democrat votes. They don't care about the amendment. They care about getting turnout for the party. This is clearly intended to get people to turn out because they think somehow it's going to control protecting the election, stifling illegal immigration or something like that. And it doesn't. It just has no impact. Nobody knows really who the group is supporting it. Nobody knows. There's nobody against it except everybody for it's stupid. So anyway, I vote no. And by the way, my paradigm on amendments, I'll just tell you, my paradigm is it better be a 75% or more obvious important thing to do. And it should make sense to put it into the Constitution. Otherwise, I vote no. You should always vote no on amendments unless you are sure they are great ideas. Why? Because you don't want to amend the Constitution unless you absolutely should. This is not a mostly seems like a good idea, vote yes. No, mostly seems like a good idea, you vote no, because you don't want to put things in the Constitution because they're really hard to change unless you're really, really sure. So Amendment 1, I'm a really firm, bright, clear no on that one. Amendment 2. All right, Amendment 2 is the minimum wage one. Now, we may not finish this discussion today. If we have to continue it tomorrow, we will. That's no big deal. But Amendment number 2, the summary, raises the minimum wage to $10 an hour per hour, effective September 30th of next year. Each September 30th thereafter, the minimum wage will increase by a buck an hour until it eventually gets to $15 an hour in 2026. From that point forward, future minimum wage increases shall revert to being adjusted annually for inflation starting on 2027. So it's going to push up the minimum wage from, what is it, $8.50 right now an hour, I think? That seems about right. I know it's in that vicinity. Up to $10 next year, then $11, then $12, then $13, then $14, then $15, and then by inflation every year thereafter. So the question is, do you think that the Constitution, $8.56, the current amount, do you think that the Florida Constitution should set the minimum wage or not? Because there are a couple of different ways you could look at this. You might think that raising the minimum wage is good, but not think you should put that into the Constitution. Think that that should be a legislative thing that the legislature should be in a position to fix. And you could think that for a couple of different reasons. One, you might think that the legislature is in a better position to figure out what's the right minimum wage than voters through the Constitution. Also, legislators might be in a better position to adapt it if it turns out that it's causing problems, the raise in the minimum wage, that they could undo it because, or that they could change it. Maybe it needs to go up faster. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of possibilities, right? But the problem with putting it in the Constitution is it's really hard to change. Takes 60% to get it in, takes 60% to get it out. So I vote double no on this one. Double no. Number one, I am against raising the minimum wage because I think that businesses and their fragile position right now under COVID, as you know, under other concerns, but businesses right now in the state of Florida are struggling to keep employees. How do you think it's going to work if you force them to pay those employees even more? Well, they're going to cut more of them. That's what I think will happen. I especially think it's ridiculous to talk about $15 an hour because even though that's an okay wage for somebody to make, minimum wage jobs are not, they're not meant to be family sustained long term. You know what I mean? That's not what they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be entry level. Learn to have a job, learn some basic skills, and then move up the ladder or move to a better job, that kind of thing. So no, I don't think this is a good idea in general to be raising the minimum wage, nor do I think particularly it's a good idea to put it into the Constitution. So I'm a double no on this one. But I know if you look at the papers, like I said, the PNJ put out this good service. If you look at the papers, many of them vote yes. Florida Today says yes. The Naples Daily News, Fort Myers Press says no. The Tampa Bay Palm, they say no. Their reason is because the state's minimum wage is inadequate now, but we're not sure it has to increase to $15. The best way, they say, to determine what the minimum wage should be after periodic, say, every 2 years review by the legislature. And that's what I'm saying. You can think the minimum wage ought to go up. Maybe you think it needs to go up a lot. But putting it in the Constitution is a very dangerous way to approach something that is likely to have significant economic effect because you can't revise it very easily. And you may overshoot or you may undershoot either way. So you don't have to agree with me about whether it should go up or even to $15 and still think that it ought to not be in the Constitution. So and somebody else, the Sarasota Herald Tribune says no. They say at this, quote, uncertain hour in this unreadable economy, it seems unwise to inflict an unfunded mandate on base rate employers. Right. That's right. Forcing employers to pay more to their employees in the uncertain circumstances. The Orlando Sentinel, the Miami Herald, the Sun Sentinel are all yes votes, by the way, on this particular proposal.